Family Secrets is a production of iHeartRadio.
Hi, Family Secrets family. It's Danny, and we're back with an episode of Listener Messages. Our mailbox has been brimming with your amazing stories, so we're going to start dropping these in from time to time as we continue to be hard at work creating Season 4 of Family Secrets, with an amazing lineup of guests, launching in early October. I know it's a long time to wait. And I know we could all use the distraction, but good things take time, and I promise it'll be worth it. In the meantime, we're trying to bring you as much great bonus content as we can. And to that end, here are some stories recorded by you, our wonderful, devoted listeners. I'm honored and grateful that you're part of my world.
Hi, I thought I would leave my story. I became pregnant at 14 and a half while I was living overseas. My dad was in the military, and it was my first time having sex, and the boy that that I knew was the father was also a visiting person from another country. We moved back to the States in 1976. I didn't tell my parents. As I got more and it was showing, everybody around me knew, my friends, my parents' friends, but nobody ever talked about it. Total denial. And then somebody, an adult, told me if I didn't tell my parents, they were going to tell them. So I told them, and within a couple of weeks, I went into labor, and the baby was taken away, given to Catholic Charities on the premise that she had to be raised Jewish. Fast forward to 2017, my mom, of all people, wants to do a 23andMe, so she's given one by my dad for her birthday. And my husband tells me, you know, this is going to open up a whole can of worms. I'm like, yeah. I get a call from my brother one day while I was at work, and he never called me at work, telling me that he really needed to talk to me, and I already knew what it was about. So fast forward from that, 3 years ago, I have a lovely relationship with my biological daughter. She had a pretty happy childhood. Her biological father never knew about her and found out and was ecstatic. He is married, never was not able to have children. So it all worked out in the end. I had to tell my own daughters who didn't know. Nobody really, my current friends didn't know because I was ashamed. But I'm so happy it's out in the open now.
I am first calling to say thank you so much for just creating a platform where you don't feel alone on an island when it comes to knowing secrets or being brave enough to tell your secret. So thank you so much for that. This is a double mission. The first one is I have three donor-conceived children, me and my wife, and you give me confirmation that it's okay to tell them at a young age who they are, where they come from, and, you know, to go out and seek that information, which leads me into the second mission. The second one is family history. So I am a light-skinned African-American woman. There's normally this African-American myth that, you know, like if you look a certain way, you are, you know, related to a Native American person. And most times that is not true. And I had to break that down to my mother. The secret was that she always assumed that we were Native American through this last name that sounds Native American. It's not. It's actually German and Swedish. And so I found out through ancestry DNA and tracing my roots that my fourth great grandfather was a slave. He was willed to a grandson. So the new grandson was actually the father of my great great grandmother. So I had to share that secret with my mother and let her know that we are not Native American. There's no Native American in our DNA, and this is actually our story. I feel good because I know that there's a woman that was spoken for, even when a whole entire family wanted to hide that fact.
Mm-hmm.
Hi. I was 15 years old and I was looking through a drawer filled with items of my deceased father. He had died when I was 6. And I always went through this drawer, you know, smelling his watch or holding his watch and just picking up little odds and ends to feel closer to him. That year, though, my hand went across something very slick, and I reached in and found a laminated newspaper article. My mom had recently become a teacher and had started laminating everything in our house for posterity, so that's why I found it this time. And the article said, the headline of it said, "How can I deny guilt when a young girl died?" And as I read the story, I realized it was a story about my father going to prison for involuntary manslaughter. He was coming home from work and had one drink, was not, you know, technically drunk, but came around the curve and went head on into another car. In that car was a young woman and her fiance. They were to be married a week later. But the young girl died and my father went to prison. My father was, in my mind, had always been the good doctor. He was a dentist. We lived in a nice suburban home. We belonged to the country club. Everything before his death had always seemed like the good time of our life. And I always thought, if only Dad were alive, things would be better. And he's the good guy. By this time, my mom had been dating on and off for a very long time, an alcoholic, abusive man who tried his dangdest, but just was kind of had his own demons. And to me, he represented all that was bad. And my dad represented all that was good. And it took me years to come to terms that, you know, maybe not everyone can be defined by one act in their life. And I was able to forgive both my mom's boyfriend and my dad. But I still struggle with forgiving my family, my half-sisters and brothers, and my mom for keeping that secret from me. Because now I kind of always live wondering when the next shoe or the next secret is going to drop.
If you'd like to share your story, call 1-888-SECRET-0 and record your story. We won't be able to run all the stories, but we do want to shine a light on as many as we can. The number, again, is 1-888-SECRET and then the numeral 0.
For more podcasts from iHeartRadio, visit the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your favorite shows.